You can go to hell. I'm telling the cops you knew. I'm telling them Richardson confessed to us, and Alex heard it. And we both heard you, too. Now get out of my life!
You...
I was going to tell her she would never pass off a lie like that, but she had hung up. I watched Alex stare at me all terrified, and it struck me like an oncoming train that maybe she could pull off a lie like that. If she could confuse Alex, who had known me since forever, she could confuse other people.
I don't know what to believe, he said.
His voice was cracking like he might cry.
I almost believe you, okay, but... What are you doing now? Talking about some psychic saying Creed is buried in the woods. It sounds really fishy, Tori.
What do you mean?
It sounds to me like you're warming up some cock and bull story so you can get the body found. Maybe because you know where the body is and it's bothering your conscience too bad, and you want to get it found without it looking bad for you and Richardson.
Oh, go to hell!
I screamed.
You're insane!
He stormed off down the trail, leaving me heaving rocks and sticks after him until a fire lit up in my shoulder socket. I flung myself down on the ground and bawled my eyes out. I wondered if I could go to jail. Even if I didn't, I knew I might live with that question mark hanging over my head and other people's eyes forever. Was Adams involved? Since there's no body, no evidence, how will we ever know for sure he wasn't? I stood up. I didn't even realize where I was going until I looked down at the flashlight in my hand and saw that I had turned it on. I think half of it was a rational thought. If Chris Creed's body were found, just maybe there would be a huge suicide note in his pocket in his own handwriting, or maybe... Whatever he used to kill himself had his fingerprints all over it. Or maybe a time of death could be determined, and if Beau and I were both covered at that time... Maybe, maybe, maybe. The psychic said I would be alone. Well, I was alone.